And I want to let you know, Dave, that we lost George Lutz. George Lutz became famous after moving his new bride and three kids into a three-story Dutch colonial on Long Island in 75. A year earlier, six members of the DeFeo family had been shot and killed in the home. Their son was convicted. Well, George Lutz and his family lived in the house for 28 days before being driven out by the spirits of the DeFeos. The family's eerie tale became the source for a book called The Amityville Horror, along with a 79 film of the same title, a 2005 movie remake, same title. The book and movies chronicle the horrors the Lutzes faced, including visions of walls oozing slime, moving furniture, a visit from a demonic pig named Jody, and spontaneous levitation. I was not aware of the demonic pig named Jody. I saw the Amityville Horror. I didn't see a demonic pig in that. Did they not put the pig in it? Was that just in the book? I did not know about visits from Jody the pig. Middle of the night, Mr. Lutz trying to sleep, and all of a sudden outside his bedroom door, it was oinkety-oinkety in there. Hello, oink, oink, oinky, oinky. Mr. Lutz, it's Jody the pig. Get up, you bum. Time for me to scare the daylights out of you. Oinkety, 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 oinkety. Lutz, you pots, up and at 'em. Jody the pig says, get the hell out here, or I'll make your kids levitate. You don't want me to do that. Last time I dropped a couple of them. Some are better at that levitation thing than others. I'm new to the game. I can get the kids up there. I just can't hold them. Yeah, I can get them up. I can't hold them. Your wife told me the same thing about you, by the way. Yeah, little pig humor. Oinkety, oinkety, oinkety. Get up, Lutz! Get up! You freak! It's time for the scary part! Lutz! But we lost George. Anyway, he died, passing that along to you folks. Dead at the age of 59, they say of natural causes. I don't think anybody dies at 59 of natural causes. Be looking for a pig, okay? Good night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.